In Texas, the state agency in charge of protecting children is under fire. There were more than 50,000 confirmed victims of child abuse or neglect last year. It's hard to compare that statistic with other states because reporting methods differ, but children's advocates say many of those incidents could have been prevented. In Bexar County, which includes San Antonio, there have been a number of high-profile cases of abuse. We'll hear more about what's been going on there in just a few minutes. First, the situation statewide and what Texas lawmakers plan to do about it. Here's Janet Heimlich.
Child Protective Services investigator Liz Holland is on emergency duty today. That means she's following up on all reports alleging serious abuse in the Austin area that have come in since the previous night. Today is turning out to be unusually easy for Holland. She has only one emergency case. But as she spends most of the day in her car trying to track down a woman accused of neglecting her kids, Holland can't get to her other 60 ongoing cases.
Last week I put in 63 and a half hours and I'm still barely... I won't even say I'm keeping my head above water. At this point, our staffing level is so low.
Holland says turnover of investigators in her area is so high, 31 of the 47 positions are vacant. She says not many people can handle the stressful job that pays only $30,000 a year.
It takes somebody who's willing to give up their nights and weekends. It takes somebody who, like me, loves to cook, who instead is on a laptop computer till 11 o'clock midnight ordering Chinese takeout.
Now caseworkers like Holland and others at Child Protective Services are being scrutinized. A recent study by the Dallas Morning News shows that of the more than 500 children who died from abuse in the last 2.5 years, more than a quarter of those cases had previously been investigated by CPS.
This is about some of the most vulnerable citizens in the state, and we've got to do whatever we can to make sure that their safety is paramount in this process.
Last summer, Republican Governor Rick Perry ordered an investigation into CPS. A preliminary report found that too many caseworkers are inexperienced, leave children in abusive situations, and close cases prematurely.
This was, in my opinion, a clear case of the senior level management at the Child Protective Services Agency not knowing what was going on in the field.
Perry wouldn't name names except to say that those at fault are being replaced. In the upcoming legislative session that begins on January 11th, lawmakers are introducing all kinds of bills to reform CPS. For example, they want to bring law enforcement in more often, screen caseworkers better, and privatize foster care placement services. But while Perry and key lawmakers vow to appropriate more money to CPS, most of the bills filed don't address additional funding. Critics say a lot more money is needed. Perry's report highlights rising caseloads of investigators as a huge problem. Today, they're nearing an average of 70 per caseworker, almost 3 times the national average. Again, investigator Liz Holland.
You cannot give them the full attention that they need, and you basically have to pick and choose which kid is more at risk today, and you go with that.
Child advocates blame the Republican-controlled legislature for not allocating the money needed for CPS to hire enough caseworkers. In 2000, the last year national comparisons were available, Texas ranked 48th in the country for how much it spent on protecting children. During the last legislative session, as Texas faced a $10 billion shortfall, lawmakers refused to increase taxes. Instead, they made drastic cuts, such as nearly eliminating child abuse prevention programs. Thomas Chapman just retired as Commissioner of Family Protective Services, which oversees CPS.
Given the environment we were in, I believe it was not a matter of if we were going to face these kind of challenges and some of these problems, but a matter of when.
Chapman and others say they'd like to see Texas bring caseloads down to an average of 15 per employee, as has been recommended by the Council on Accreditation. But it's been estimated that that would require increasing the number of 3,500 caseworker and supervisor positions by 55% at a cost of nearly $90 million a year. To come up with the money, lawmakers would likely have to raise taxes, something Governor Rick Perry says would unnecessarily hurt the economy.
We're not talking about large amounts of money to get Child Protective Services up to the level of that I think will make a big impact. This is about finding the problems in this system and curing those. It's not just a money issue.
But caseworkers like Liz Holland say money is the biggest issue.
I hope whatever they implement is not just another series of bureaucratic changes, policies, and procedures that don't really make sense in the field.
What would make a difference?
Double the staff.
Lawmakers are urging Governor Perry to declare bills that aim to reform Child Protective Services emergency legislation. The governor is expected to make that decision in January. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.